everybody. I'm Kate Conroy.
And I'm Vinny Civitello.
And this is Other People's Business, which is the podcast from the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, which is the largest and most influential statewide business association in the entire United States. Vin, does that sound impressive or what?
That is huge. It is amazing.
Ridiculously impressive. For more info on us, visit njbia.org. Big shout out to New Jersey Manufacturers Auto Insurance. They are our sponsor.
Yay.
They do home, auto, and workers' comp. And we love them. When you call them with a problem or something, you get an actual person. It's pretty refreshing and amazing.
It is.
So shout out to NJM.
Definitely. So with us today, Joanna Swank of ProCat Distribution. Joanna, say hello. Tell us a little about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I am Joanna from ProCat Distribution Technologies. We are a software provider of warehouse picking solutions. And my job is kind of a cool one. I am not only the manager of marketing, but also new business development and an NJBIA ambassador.
That's really cool. Can I tell you that when Vinny and I first saw the name ProCat, I thought construction because of the big caterpillar, the yellow machinery truck things.
Yeah, and I thought cats, toys and food. Yeah. We didn't see distribution. I was just told ProCat.
Yeah, we get that a lot, and it's a funny thing because a lot of people see ProCat and they'll automatically go to the web address that is that company versus ours. So we get that a lot. But ProCat has actually been around longer. So
really,
yeah.
You guys should have sued them.
I haven't been around with them that long. So yeah.
How did you come to have the name ProCat?
To be honest with you, I am not sure. And I probably should know as a marketing manager, but that's a good question for a CEO.
Falling down on the job.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So unlike many of our previous guests who have no hobbies, a lot of people who have been on the show before are really busy to the point where they just don't have any spare time for any hobbies. You have a few hobbies that are all really kind of interesting. You're a history buff, you teach creative writing at a community college, and you're a writer. So that's a lot. It's really kind of cool.
It's a lot, and I constantly hear from my boyfriend that I need to, cut
scale
something
back
out. But it's just my personality. I have to be always going, always doing stuff. So
that's actually, cool. When we met at the the Impact Symposium a few months ago, you told me you had met the Annabelle doll. That was crazy.
That's what?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't. What's
so
that?
So Annabelle, the movie's about the killer doll. Well, it's not a killer doll. It's a possessed doll. Whatever you want to call it.
Like I'm a horror movie person.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Telling me this.
That's
like,
why
I'm
trying to dumb this
about?
Down a little bit. So, if you want to believe in this sort of thing, Annabelle is allegedly a true story. Like Ed and Lorraine Warren were paranormal investigators who went around the country. Anytime somebody was like, yeah, my house is haunted, they looked into it to decide whether or not it was. The Amityville Horror, The Conjuring are all allegedly true stories.
No.
Heavily fictionalized. Like, I don't think, if you saw The Amityville Horror with, Margot Kidder, that house was, lighting up and, there were demons everywhere. I don't think so. But, I'm sure there was a creak in the house and they were like, yep, that's real.
Margot Kidder, Lois Lane?
Yeah.
Margot Kidder?
Yeah, this was before that, but yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, Annabelle, allegedly a true story, and Joanna has met the doll.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you mean by met the doll.
Actually, it wasn't Annabelle, it was Robert the doll.
Oh, my mistake. I have heard of both. I'm sorry.
But I still don't understand how you meet a doll.
Well, the one I was talking about was East Morella, there's Robert the doll, which is the possessed one that if you don't ask permission to take the pictures, something bad can happen to you. And a lot of people go and take the pictures. This is in Key West, Florida. Mm-hmm. And if you take a picture and you don't ask permission, something bad happens to that person on their trip. And there's been documented cases of it. And unfortunately, I didn't ask permission and I took a photo and my very expensive camera broke.
Wait,
wow.
Brand new, first trip. And it broke. It just broke. It just died and we could never figure out what happened to it.
What if you ask permission and you don't, obviously you don't get an answer, right?
Right, right. But if you ask permission and take the picture, you're supposed to be okay. But other people say, they've had issues. But it's a creepy doll. And
so this is why I mixed these up, because both Robert and Annabelle, basically the same story. There is a doll, Robert, there is a doll, Annabelle. Same difference, not same difference. They're both terrible things, apparently.
Yeah.
But they're both in museums. The Warrens captured. Right. Annabelle. This one is where?
Robert is in East Morella, and it's in Key West, Florida. Mm. And it was a doll that was, I don't remember the exact history, but the doll was owned by a little girl who apparently killed her parents and stuff. It's it's kind of a really creepy thing, but they found this doll and they have it in the museum, and they actually say in the museum that overnight, they swear nobody does this, the doll turns around, it's in like a little rocking chair, and it'll move within the case. And they've actually videotaped it during night with one of the ghost hunter, ghost adventure kind of groups. And it actually moved on its own. It's just, ever since I saw that, I don't want to go back. I'm good.
I'm
so are you superstitious at all?
I am superstitious a little bit. I have a weird superstition, I think, a little bit. The one about where, you know, you don't walk under ladders. Mm-hmm. I take it a little bit too extreme. When I'm in the city, like New York, I don't walk under scaffolding. You know how the sidewalks are all scaffolding?
Yes.
I will go around a block because to me it's still like a ladder. So I can't bring myself to go under this massive metal structure. So as much as I can, I try to avoid them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How about you?
You know, I am and I'm not. Like, I have numerous black cats, so I'm not, like, superstitious about that, stepping on cracks.
I feel
pennies.
Like it can't be a bad thing if you own them.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know that I am. Like, I feel like every time I catch myself thinking, oh, I better not do that, something bad, like the breaking the mirror thing, I've never really...
How many mirrors have you broken?
Enough? I mean, maybe two in my whole life, and nothing bad has ever happened as a result that I know of breaking the mirrors. But, like, it's 7 years of bad luck, right? Like, that's never happened.
I know, that's a harsh punishment for breaking a mirror.
Seriously, like, who made mirrors? The arbiter of justice or whatever.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. I don't think I am superstitious. Although, okay, so I will say I am very, very reluctant to express happiness just in case the universe is like, oh, okay. Let me just stir the pot for you there, Kate.
Okay.
Let me just see what's going to happen to you. So a couple months, you know, January was a rough month for me. My basement flooded and I was in a car accident. And not long before both of those things happened, I was on vacation in Minnesota for Christmas. I was with my family and I was super, super happy. And I think I said out loud a couple times, I'm so happy right now. This is awesome. My life is just going great.
She was so happy. She swung her arms in the air, broke a mirror.
Yes. So now I'm very, very reluctant to say in an open forum out loud in front of people how happy I am, just in case the universe is listening and thinks that it would be fun to mess with me.
You should like add to it, you know, be like, I am so happy. That being said. I'm not going to let it slide that I got in a car accident
That's
and my
right.
basement flooded. You got to just put those things out there. Maybe the universe will
compensate,
yeah.
maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But did you get any time off for being in the car accident? You know, maybe that was a positive.
No, it's so funny. I totaled my car and completely walked away without a scratch. Like, that was really lucky and amazing.
Which is great, but then, you know,
yeah.
you don't get any of that extra time
off. No, there was no time off. There was no time off. Yeah. And the basement flooded, and so we just put the house on the market exactly 4 weeks after we were supposed to put it on the market as a result of the flood and then the construction and the painting, like all of that. So if the brand new basement adds to the sale price, I guess I'm fine with the delay and the flood and the pain and suffering that, you know, happened as a result of that. But I'm still very reluctant to say out loud, I'm so happy today. Life is great.
See, I guess I'm kind of the same way. Like, I am not superstitious, but there are things that I won't do.
Right.
So, like, all right, every horror movie I've ever seen about ghosts, including the aforementioned Annabelle, something got invited in. And so, like, Ouija boards, like, not something I would ever do, you know?
I've totally done that, and I love it. I think they're fun.
I'm sure it would be. It's just, like, the kind of thing where I'm like, you know what? It's probably not fun enough to justify what could potentially happen.
Are you kidding? Like, you know? It's a game. It's a
like,
board game.
I don't believe that, like, Milton Bradley, like, curses these things. So I'm not saying that, like, you know, the board itself is, like, you know, a terrible thing. It's just like, like, for example, one of our coworkers, who I won't name, was telling me that her daughter had a party and they wanted to do Ouija boards, but she wouldn't let them. But she did let them take a pizza box, write the letters on it, and do it that way. And I was like, you know, that's kind of the same thing. Like,
yeah,
you're either inviting it in or you're not.
How is that any different?
Yeah.
Why would anybody do anything that could potentially bring evil to you?
Well, but
like, that's what I'm saying.
I won't. There's no fun with it. I would never do it just because of that. If out there in the universe there really is evil, why would I tempt it?
Yeah. So like, I don't believe, but at the same time, just in case,
why tempt me?
Because I'm open to the idea that I'm wrong about things. You know?
God. Right. All right. So I think that there is evil out there. I think that the movie The Exorcist proves that. Do you know what I mean?
Like, well, The Exorcist was fictional.
No, it was based on a true story, wasn't it?
I don't know, but we don't need the movie The Exorcist to prove that there's evil.
It made me, you're right, you're absolutely right. But I remember walking out of that movie theater thinking, I feel really Catholic again all of a sudden. I'm just feeling really Catholic today. But,
it's like how the Passion of the Christ came out. Right? Everybody started going to church again. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, like with the Ouija board, I always just assumed that somebody in the group was pushing it around.
Probably 999,999 times out of 100,000 or whatever. Probably. But just in case, I'm not touching any of that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it everything a cult, or would, you know, because there's this new movement, or not new anymore, but like Wiccan, witchcraft, you know, things like that, which isn't supposed to be evil, but it is sort of considered the occult, right? What do you think?
Well, that's like a whole religion. I'm not touching that either. But, you know.
And I think it's people's perceptions too, because I don't know if you heard the news report yesterday, but someone, won't say who, said that all feminists are practicing
Wiccan.
And, you know, it's not that. It just maybe their beliefs and certain things they do that parallel that. So, again, when you're doing certain kind of, you know, ritual things, everybody has their rituals, you know. Mm-hmm.
All that being said, I'll walk under ladders. I don't care. Unless it doesn't look safe to walk under the ladder because it's like rickety or something, you know, like the normal safety procedures aside. No, I don't care. You never want to break a mirror just because, you know, how much of a pain that would be to clean up, you know, all those little shards
glass.
Of glass.
I would cut myself, so it wouldn't matter.
That's probably why they started that.
I don't walk under ladders because it looks dangerous. It looks like it could fall on me, and I don't want any part of that.
So, Joanna, tell us a little bit about what ProCat could do for NJBIA members, or for those of you out there listening who are not NJBIA members, businesses in New Jersey in general.
But should be.
So the service that ProCat offers to distribution centers, manufacturing companies who do order picking or shipping or loading onto trucks, we offer a free evaluation of your operations for accuracy and productivity and help you just optimize your operations.
And are you focused just in New Jersey, or do you do national, international? You
know? We do primarily the East Coast. So we try to stick with New Jersey, PA, Delaware, and up north, New York and Connecticut, Massachusetts, those areas.
Because I learned from our analytics, we have more people than just New Jersey listening to this show.
Of course we do.
Yeah, so shout out to all of you outside of New Jersey listening right now.
Absolutely. Are there a lot outside of Minnesota as well as New Jersey?
Yes, actually. But I did notice that Minnesota is up there. So Kate has a serious following back home.
Rock on. Yeah. That's right. All right, I think we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, awful or awesome.
Awesome.
Okay, so we're back, and it's time to play the game that we like called Awful or Awesome. Right. I'm going to name three things, and you have to decide quickly if it is awful or awesome, and then be prepared to defend your answers. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So first up, Pizza Hut.
Awesome.
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 Yeah.
Deep dish pizza.
Oh my God. It is the best.
At lunch specials, you have a pizza bar.
Seriously. Personal pan pizzas.
Oh, yeah. Yes. All you can eat.
All you can eat pizza bar with the breadsticks. Forget the salad.
Oh my God, I know. That.
I don't go to Pizza Hut for the salad.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to go with awesome.
Yeah.
And for this reason, nobody else is trying to innovate like Pizza Hut is in terms of pizza. Like, the rest of the world just seems to be like, okay, yeah, we got pizza right, it's done.
What do you mean by innovate?
Like, Pizza Hut is the only one throwing cheese in the crust. They'll do the Cheesy Bites pizza is one of my favorites. They, like, lined the crust with the little pull-off garlic bites. Like, who else is doing that kind of stuff?
But you know what? Cheese in the crust, see, that's not... They need to go. They need to pull back. They're good without the cheese and the crust. Let's.
But you don't have to buy the cheesy crust pizza. Like,
but sometimes I do that by accident.
Oh well, that's on you.
No, I love cheese. It's just cheese. I like the crust, the soft bread when you pull it off, and you can eat that by itself. No cheese in it. That's awesome.
You know, random note, and this doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I got so obsessed with Cheesy Bites Pizza when they first introduced that like 10, 15 years ago now. And then they took it away and I was heartbroken because it was a limited time thing, but they didn't make that clear. So years go by and they finally brought it back, I want to say over the fall, to promote Spider-Man. And
that's random.
Yeah, so we looked it up. We don't have a Pizza Hut within like 30 minutes of us. So we actually took a trip. It was 40 minutes out to Hillsborough, was the closest Pizza Hut to ours.
Wow.
And we placed an order while we were in the car. And we get there and they have no idea what we're talking about. And apparently, that is because I placed an order in Hillsborough, Oregon, not Hillsborough, New Jersey. I felt terrible. I turned off my phone. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do.
I wonder if the Pizza Hut in Hillsborough, Oregon has a Twitter handle. We could get in touch with them.
Yeah, maybe. Or like my picture somewhere that's like, do not serve this guy. Like they Googled me based on my phone number or something.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Yes, but awesome. I love Pizza
Hut. Pizza Hut is the best. I'm sorry.
But the other thing about Pizza Hut is now they're popping up because we just got one in our neighborhood. We don't have one for about 30, 40 minutes from where we're at. We have one literally a block away. It's express. You can't eat in, but I don't care. I can
take it. Oh, my God. Who wants to eat in?
Yeah.
Well, you want to do it during the all-you-can-eat thing.
Okay, but that's fine. I can still
deliver?
They probably do. Mm-hmm. They probably do.
Mm. One of my fondest memories as a kid was sneakily like hoarding my money, and then when I was left to my own devices, I would order a Pizza Hut pizza.
Wow.
Nobody was home, and I could just eat the whole thing.
The whole thing just to yourself. So you really are a fan.
Oh, yes, but then, like, there's evidence. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's the box. What do I do with the box? Someone to smuggle it out of the house.
Wow.
I know, the trials and tribulations of little Kate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, next one is Facebook.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know. A lot of people have some pretty strong opinions about Facebook. Awful or awesome?
I'm going to let you go first.
Awful and awesome.
Awful.
Awful and awesome. I will say it's awesome. I love Facebook for the fact that I have family on both coasts.
Yeah.
And I have nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews. So I get to see the stuff they're doing. So that's great. On the flip side, they have to understand that 200 emojis, you know, really, really tiny, is not visible to an old person, so I have no idea what you're saying.
You're not an old person.
I'm constantly messaging them saying, what are you trying to say? Because I can't read the emojis. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it means.
You know you can increase your computer screen size,
but I still don't know what that means. What do these emojis mean? Each one is like
a symbol. Well, you have the one that's a happy face. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and
say I'm happy. A birthday hat or something.
There's a laughing face.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but they actually do it in like text words and then an emoji that's supposed to mean something and you're supposed to get
it. It's not Facebook doing that. That's your friend.
Exactly.
I understand, but I see it on Facebook.
So Facebook is encouraging it. They're giving the platform for people to be annoying to you.
Tacit approval. Yeah.
So it's not Facebook's fault. It's Facebook users that it relates to.
Oh my goodness. All right.
You go ahead, actually.
I mean, it's the same answer. I love it for keeping up with my friends and family who live across the country. Mainly in Minnesota, but
shout out to our listeners in Minnesota.
But it can be draining, especially around election time. And in New Jersey, there's an election every year.
Actually, it just feels on Facebook like election time never really ended.
Yeah, it really does. So I love it for keeping up with friends and family, and I hate it for the stress that it gives me every time there's like a school shooting or, you know what I mean? Like, it's awful.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. It's a tough one because I do like keeping up with my friends and everything. I feel like Facebook has made that both more efficient and less personal.
Yeah.
And it's weird because like, okay, so I'm gonna show my age a little bit here. I was the generation that Facebook was created for. I was in college when Facebook was created and made specifically for college students. And at the time, it was awesome because, you know, it was a locked, walled community where you could kind of like, it was the idea, according to the movie, was that like you were recreating the college experience on a website.
Yeah.
And at the time, that was really cool. And now, like, that it's become this big corporate giant, it's lost that. it creates more problems than it does like solutions in my life.
It's lost its innocence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
Well, it was never innocent. It's striven to become more innocent, and that might be the problem. I don't know.
Yeah. But I agree with you from the college aspect because I went to college a little bit later in life, and I liked it at my age. I'm a little older than you.
Sure.
But I liked it when it came out because you did have that. It was closed off, and now. Number one, it's wide open, so you know people are tagging you or tagging friends of your, like tagging a family member of yours, and then because you're a friend with them, you see it. But the other thing that drives me crazy about it, again, it's not Facebook's fault, but I don't need to know what you're doing 24 hours a day.
Yeah. I don't need to see pictures of your food.
Yeah.
I don't need to. The people who post the oblique shout out for help. But don't really give any details post.
Yes.
I'm just like, man, if you need something, call me. Otherwise, it just looks weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The other thing that really bothers me about it is that it's never going to go away now. Like, they're too big to ever be taken over by anything else. Like, to give you an example, Google tried to compete with Facebook, and they couldn't because Facebook is so massive now that let's say I go on Google Plus and I write something funny, and nobody sees it. And I go on Facebook and write the same thing and get like, I don't know, 30, 40 likes or whatever. I'm not going back to Google Plus at that point.
Yeah.
And that's Google, as massive as Google is. Yeah. Like, they couldn't even compete. You had Instagram, which was really cool for photos specifically, but then Facebook bought Instagram. So what are you going to do with that, you know?
I do like Instagram for that exact reason, that it is only pictures. You can't post some long rant against something or some...
You can totally post some long rant
as a
caption.
As a caption, but not as the main thing. Like, the thing that I'm seeing first is the picture, and I'm just going to keep scrolling. Maybe I'll like it, maybe I'll... You know what I mean?
Right. Sure.
Well, the funny thing with Facebook is my mother, so I apologize to her in advance, she lives in Nevada. She's 75 years old. She just turned 75 about a week and a half ago, and she... has become a Facebook junkie. She learned Facebook about 3 years ago. The woman can message me on Facebook. She cannot message me in a text on the phone. I just bought her 2 weeks ago.
That's hilarious.
And she's like, it's the same thing.
I think because she can type the message on Facebook on her keyboard.
Right, and on the phone, it's the thumbs.
The keyboard, sure.
You know, it's a little bit more difficult.
Okay. So, but her age group is the fastest growing demographic on Facebook because they want to keep up with their grandchildren and see, you know, their friends and family that they haven't seen forever.
Except,
it makes sense.
Yeah. Except it was funny. I was on Facebook. I was visiting them 2 weeks ago. I was on Facebook, and I'm in the bedroom literally next to where she was. And I was posting some pictures from the day before, you know, just a few from my trip so that my sisters here could see them. And my mom wrote a message. Instead of doing the little side message, she did it right on my feed. And she said, get your butt out of bed.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm
that's
like...
That's hilarious.
Okay, but she didn't say that nicely. But I was like, Mom, that's in the feed.
So then
I had to show her how to delete it.
I can actually one better you. So when my mom first started using Facebook, she started typing into her status as though she were talking to me. Like, and I'm like, Mom, you know,
oh my God.
Like, people don't get what you're talking about.
Right.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, last one. We're way past the Christmas season, so this last one is a little funny. Non-Christmas card greeting cards. Like, I get that Christmas cards are a thing. Do we need St. Patrick's Day cards? Do we need Easter cards? Do we need greeting cards for these holidays? I don't know.
Well, in the last episode, it was probably the last episode, I voiced my displeasure with St. Patrick's Day holiday cards in general.
Yeah, you're a heathen.
So I could extend that to all holidays. Like, yeah, awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, we have Facebook for me to wish you a happy Mother's Day. You know, I could call you, you know, but, like...
It just feels like a waste of paper. Like, you buy the greeting card, and they're expensive now.
Yeah.
You send them. The person looks at it, maybe puts it on their desk for a week or their kitchen counter.
Optimistic.
Right, and then they throw it away.
Yeah. Unless it's really cute.
Unless it's really cute or unless the message inside is, like, really heartfelt that you hand wrote. It's not the, you know, the canned words that... come inside the card, you're throwing it away. Like, it's kind of a waste of money and paper. I don't know. I think awful.
I have a mixed view on it. Number one, I'm always delayed on the holiday card thing. I'm always delayed sending it out. Life's just too crazy with it. You know, even, you know, for Valentine's Day or St. Patrick's Day, if you're, you know, there's somebody specific you want to do that to, my boyfriend and I, you know, we, if a year passes and we forget, okay, we forget. The one thing that I thought was funny was this past week, my boss was telling me how he purchases, and I apologize to him in advance, he purchases Valentine's Day cards from the cat and dog to his wife. Don't I come home and there's a card from my cat saying Happy Valentine's Day, now get out of my seat. And I'm gosh. Like, so now it's a new thing that there, my boyfriend said there was a whole section of cards from pets to, I mean, it's just expanding.
Yeah,
that's
ridiculous.
Like, and especially when it's, like you said, $7 or $8, you know, and I don't look at it just to see, I don't care how much money spent, but I'm curious how high they're getting now, and
they're
it's
almost
crazy.
$5 when I've looked. $7 or $8, I wouldn't even consider spending.
Well, when they have sparkles and stuff on them.
Or the music.
Or the music. Or the music.
That's just obnoxious.
Actually, one of my favorite scenes, remember in the movie Easy A, where she spends the entire weekend like listening to that Pocket Full of Sunshine card? That is totally me.
Wow.
That being said, yeah, no, they're awful. I wish we would just stop the whole thing altogether. I know that apologies to Hallmark. I know that would be a crippling thing to our economy probably, but like
no,
we just don't need it. You know?
I agree. I actually didn't do Christmas cards this year, and I didn't feel guilty about it. And I am thinking about not doing them next year as well.
Yeah. It's a good call because, you know, first of all, you get stressed out that you missed somebody, you know, and then like you get a card from that person and you're like, oh, I missed, you know, I forgot about it. It's just, there's no good that can come of
it. Plus, once the list is long enough, I don't have time to handwrite them anyway. So I'm doing them on my computer.
Yeah.
I'm doing a mailing address and a return address. So has my hand and a pen actually touched the card at all? Like, how is it? It's not personal.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know.
I guess the other thing, too, is if all year long you're with these people and you're talking to them, even if, you know, like I said, my family's on the West Coast and, you know, I see them twice a year, but I talk to them all throughout the year. Do you really need that card that says, hey, I love you?
Right.
When you can do it more personally,
yeah.
I guess. I guess it's becoming a little bit unpersonal.
So I guess saying here is abolish greeting cards, abolish Facebook.
Right.
Let's all just start hanging out again.
Wow. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I just had a vision of what that might look like. Mm. And I feel like I dislike too many people for that to be a successful plan for me.
Probably, but do we really need 500 friends?
No, we don't.
No, I'm okay I don't know. I could whittle it down to like 10. And I'll be fine.
God, I was going
to
say 30, but you're probably right. 10. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right. So.
Oh my gosh.
Tell us how a company can get a hold of ProCat to take advantage of your services and how they can get a hold of you.
So how they can get a hold of ProCat, I was going to say through Facebook, but no.
It's a perfectly reasonable thing to do.
No, you can reach out to me. Really easy to get a hold of. You can reach out to us through www.procat, it's procatdt.com, and just click on the contact us, and that goes right to my email and right to my phone.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right, so I guess that's our show.
I think it is. Please subscribe.
Yeah, please subscribe. So if you listen to this on iTunes, we'd really appreciate a 5-star review. Helps us get the show out to more listeners. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, and your your podcast thing of choice has a rating system, please rate us there or jump over to iTunes and do it. If you're listening to us on YouTube, I know that's a popular way to listen to the show. Maybe jump over to one of the podcast networks like iTunes, leave us a review there. It would really help us out. Yeah. I know we sound desperate. That's only because we are.
Actually, I was going to jump in and be like, when I listen to my podcast and they do this same pitch on every podcast I listen to, please leave us a 5-star rating. Please leave us a review. It helps people find us. Initially, I was always like, psh, you're fine. You got plenty of followers, NPR. You're fine. Mm-hmm. And then we started this podcast and I realized just how critical it is for those likes and stars and for people to find us who aren't directed. Like you and I can send the link to all of our friends and family. Yeah. But if you're just, you know, typing in business podcasts into the search engine, you're never going to find us unless more people like us and give us stars.
This is true.
Yeah. All right. Another big shout out to New Jersey Manufacturers Insurance. They do home, auto, and workers' comp. They're awesome. They are a sponsor of the show, and we are big fans. So
definitely
give them a shout if you are looking to switch your stuff up. Huge thank you to Joanna Swank from ProCat for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me. Yeah.
And thank you to the listeners. We appreciate the support.
We do.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.